Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a special guest with us and his name is Avery Anderson. Good morning to you, Avery.
Good morning, LaVon.
Avery, you've been here a year or two ago. I just kind of like to catch up with you to see what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
So first of all, people want to know who your parents are.
My parents are Sue and Steve Anderson.
And you just live up the road north from KJN.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
You've been a KJN fan, well, I think forever.
Yeah. I personally like the Cyclones instead of the Hawkeyes.
You have to tune to a different station then, don't you? But otherwise,
except for on the Iowa State when
Iowa played Iowa State,
Yes.
So we'll not get too much into that kind of competition here because we want to move on. And Avery, what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, going to be in high school next year, a big step on. Let's talk a lot, actually, about the things that you're doing in school. Yeah. And let's start with that whole music kind of thing, because you are very active in music.
Yes, I am. I'd like to mention first that earlier in the year, I got selected for Opus Honor Choir, which is a big thing in Ames, where a bunch of male and female people from across the whole state of Iowa just come together to Ames, and it's really fun.
How do you get selected for that?
It's an audition.
All right. And so out of all the students who are in music in the state of Iowa, you're one of those folks that got selected. And then you do a concert, you practice together. And
more recently, I was part of the show choir, which everyone now does.
Okay.
And I find that pretty
And you had a solo.
Yes, I did. I was part of a small group. I sang in our main song, which was Just a Single Voice, and I was also featured along with all the other men.
Yes.
In the Africa by Toto, in case any of you remember that song. But I was in the group for that.
Yes. So all of that in small group, in chorus, and then, as you say, Opus, which is a chorus from around the state. But I believe you also play in band.
Yes, I do. Again, earlier in the year, I participated in marching band, which was a blast. I can't emphasize enough how much fun marching band is. It's a blast.
Okay, because, well, you're out there, outside, first of all. That's a little different than concert band.
Honestly, if I had the choice between concert and band and marching band for the rest of my life, marching band all the way.
Well, do you have that kind of choice, or are you sort of expected to do both?
As of now, you're expected to do both because marching band is just part of band. It's just one band in middle school. And I think it's the same way once I get into high school, so.
Okay. What instrument do you play?
I play trumpet.
Ooh, that's a really important. They're all important, but the trumpets kind of stand out in many of the.
That's why I chose it. I like stuff that can be loud, project sound, and be like, ah.
All right. The trumpet will do that. And also, will you do solo contests, you think, with trumpet?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Oh, we do that every year. And it's around the springtime.
Mm-hmm. So that means practicing. Does your mom and dad say, go practice in another room and close the door, go outside?
No, I just go up to my room.
Okay.
While she's working, she actually likes to listen to me play, so.
That's a positive, Avery.
Yes.
We're visiting with Avery Anderson, and just to kind of catch up with Avery. Now, we've talked about the music and very much involved with all kinds of music, but that doesn't mean you leave out sports. Let's talk about the sport of the season right now.
Which is basketball. And actually, coming up, I have a game on Tuesday.
All right.
I can't remember if it's here or not. I think it might be here.
But, of course, you're playing both here and away.
Yes.
And is that something you think you want to continue to do, is play basketball? Move into high school?
When it comes to sports, you know, swimming is now a new high school sport, and that takes place around this time of year, so we'll have to see what goes on.
Okay. Might have to make some choices.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the spring, you also play baseball?
Yes.
All right.
I play baseball. And actually, I just came from a baseball clinic sort of deal, batting practice.
All right. And yes, then it is. Fall comes around and
football happens.
Yes. So what do you do over the summer? Sports-wise.
Baseball starts off the summer, and then I guess there is a summer swim league that happens. But that's really all that happens for sports. But
I'm thinking you have to be doing something to stay in shape. I mean, you can't just be sitting around all year. Got some things to do.
I mean,
there.
If I go to Boy Scout camp, that will help keep me active, because you do a lot of walking, and you do a lot of, sometimes you can do climbing, sometimes you can row, you can.
Okay. And so let's talk a little more about Boy Scouts. You've been a Boy Scout for quite a while.
Yeah. I remember the first time I actually got a flyer in kindergarten for Cub Scouts. And then I remember it was the weekend I got my first phone. I finally crossed over into a Boy Scouts.
All right. And you've been participating in that. What are some of the badges that you've worked on for Scouts?
Well, more recently, I just finished the Citizenship in the Nation merit badge. I got half of my archery merit badge, which the half of it is the, like, knowing how to make a bowstring and
kind of getting
stuff like
ready
that.
Before you go
yeah.
out. And, okay.
And then the other part is actually you have to shoot a certain score, and unfortunately, I was not able to do that.
Well,
it's harder than it looks, to be honest.
That's a good point. Is that something you still want to complete then? Is that kind of on your goal?
To get to Eagle Scout.
Yeah, all right. And when you're part of Boy Scouts, you, of course, you have many projects to do, but you also get to go to some camps.
Yeah. This year, I believe we're going to Ed Bryant in Wisconsin, but I am not sure.
And what about in the past?
In the past, we've been to South Dakota. More recently, last year, we went to, it's called Mategua up by Boone. And that was a really nice camp, and the first Boy Scout camp I've ever been to for summer camp is Camp Cedars, which is, in my opinion, nicer than the one in South Dakota.
Okay. But they're all a little different. Yeah. So
the only reason I don't like the South Dakota one as much is because it didn't have a dining hall and we had to cook our own meals.
Uh-huh,
I really don't like that.
But you've got a badge for that, surely.
No.
No, there ought to be. There ought to be a badge for
there
that.
There is a cooking badge, but
so you could work on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I want to move to another thing, something that we talked about last time you were here, because it was something that not all of us are interested in, but it relates to weather. Talk about how you're related to all kinds of weather activities.
I don't really know how to explain it. I've been ever since I did a research paper on tornadoes, I just kind of weather just woof took off, I guess.
Yes. And you keep up with that at home? Do you, watch what the weather is? And
yes, I actually do. I have, if you've ever seen those little weather radio things, I collect those and I put them all over my house. And my house is basically turned into a storm prediction center, which is not a bad thing because it protects you, but it's also on the week for whenever it goes off for a test or something, it's annoying.
I'm thinking your parents might say, okay, we got to shut that one off for sure. But yeah. So many things to learn about the weather, and you've been interested since you were a little kid, I'm going to say.
Say that.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're eighth
remember.
Grade now, but little kid, that's a while ago.
That really is, actually.
Okay. And kind of last question here, let's look ahead. In 5 years, you will have graduated from Atlantic High School. What do you think is next?
Well, I'm definitely going to try to get into Iowa State University.
And a major, do you think?
And maybe meteorology. I remember going up to Iowa State and seeing a tornado simulator deal with a guy named Chris Karsten. But, and Yeah, so they have a pretty decent meteorology program.
Well, you have some time to make some of those kinds of decisions, but it's interesting to kind of look ahead, and obviously one of your interests is weather, so that would be a logical career for you. So we'll check in with you in a year or two, Avery, and see how all that's going. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, we want to thank you very much for joining us today, Avery Anderson. Until next time, here's a thought. Keep your thoughts positive, because your thoughts become your words.